All right, ladies, shall we get down to business?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies, it is officially April, and boy, March was interesting, was it not?
Yeah, it was. I'm so surprised to see it gone.
You know, the year, I don't know, I think I say it every year, but as we get older, I feel like the days just march on. They just move so quickly. We just, I don't know, man. They just move so quickly. But March definitely ended with a bang, or I should say a slap.
Sure ended with a pop.
I don't know. You know, the topic has been discussed in excess. I think Daniel Radcliffe probably summed it up the best when he said that he was dramatically bored with discussing the topic. I am too, sir. Harry,
yes,
I agree.
Yes.
I'm done talking about it. So we don't have to go into detail. I think I have said everything I needed to say. Using it as a barometer, though, for me personally, how people feel about it has really opened my eyes about how people feel about certain topics. But the fact that I learned a couple of things. One, a lot of people do not understand how open relationships and poly work at all.
They don't. Mm-mm.
And they just don't believe it when people say, this is what our relationship is. Yeah. It's like, no, it's not.
Right.
It's not that.
Yeah.
It's what
I was
say
so offended. And I feel like for them to even bring that up, it has no correlation.
So
who cares what goes on in their marriage?
Right.
What he did
has nothing
not
to do.
Same. Like I was offended.
Right. Yes. People think that comedy is just making fun of other people, and that is not.
That's not
the
comedy.
Only definition like, of comedy.
When you're a comedian, you can just say whatever you want to say and just get away with anything. Like, that's not how that works.
That's not what comedy is, not making fun of other people. And if you think that the reason you're funny is because you know how to quip at people, I think you need to reevaluate if you're funny or if you're just mean, because that's not the same thing. So maybe take a step back and figure out if you're actually funny or if you're just a bully. Like, you just maybe
agreed.
Need to think about that.
Agreed.
And the third thing is, do you actually want to protect Black women or just the Black women you like? Because I feel like there's a difference. Like, I feel like maybe we only protect the Black women we like, and we don't want to protect all of them.
Yeah.
Those are the things that I learned from this situation.
If this joke had happened before that August Alsina entanglement and Will reacted the way that he did, the reaction would have been totally different.
Man.
Because they still would have been quote-unquote couple goals. And he just would have been defending his woman. And, you know, sometimes when you come out your mouth crooked about somebody's wife, you get hit. You know? But since she had the nerve to sleep with somebody who wasn't Will Smith,
and because she's been on Red Table Talk speaking her truth and saying everything and just saying everything and letting everybody in the group chat, apparently now, you know.
I'm tired of the think pieces about both of them. I'm tired of people like assuming that they know everything that goes on in that relationship. People are like, oh, she's just so manipulative.
Listen,
and she just walks all over him. And he deserves so much better. And it's like, you don't know their marriage. What are you talking about?
Listen,
you don't know anything that's going on with them.
Everybody all of a sudden got these psychology degrees. I didn't know that we was giving them out like candy.
Marriage counselors.
And not only psychology degrees, like, everyone has this like self-righteous attitude, like, that's assault, go to jail. Just see some crazy news and court hearings that I don't want to bring up, where someone killed two people and got off and everyone was clapping. Like,
yes.
But
happy about
someone
that.
Is assault straight to jail. killing someone. Oh, self-defense. Get out of here.
I feel like amongst a certain group of white people, they saw Will Smith as just the
approachable black,
irreproachable black person. He was the best black person they could think of. He was always happy. He never did anything violent. His movies are always, not always family friendly, but most of the time they are. He's somebody that you don't mind your little white children looking up to. And then all of a sudden he did a big black scary thing. And it's like, if he's not one of the good ones, are there any good Negroes?
Oh, and here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. He's getting, movies are being put on pause, and he resigned from the Motion Picture Academy and all
this other stuff, dramatic, right? It's ridiculous.
And here's the thing. Here's so the dramatic. Thing. The Grammys happened this past Sunday. Today is April 4th, and Louis C.K., who for all intents and purposes was canceled, I am doing air quotes, and for 5 years, for a couple of years, came out of the comic circles and then eased his way back slowly. He won a Grammy, y'all. He won a Grammy
comedy album. I saw that. And there's no outrage. Zero.
Well, some people are a little upset. Some people are like,
isn't he on camera with Chris Rock using the hard R?
Oh yeah, Chris Rock told Chris Rock, Mr. I got slapped and oh woe is me. Chris Rock told him he could use the hard R because Chris gave him permission.
So you saw how Chris came out and said that he has a learning disability and he gets 7 hours of therapy a day?
Yes, because he doesn't know how to read social cues. And yet he gets on stage and makes fun of people, but he doesn't know.
Hours a day of therapy? How?
Because he got money, girl. Because he got money. It's called being rich.
Whoever has that job. Oh my God.
That's how he has money. It's called money. It's called being rich.
What do you do with your family?
Right, that's your full-time work? Is that his job? How is therapy your full-time job?
Called being rich.
There's always an excuse, but then his ticket sales went up and he went to go and add more shows.
Here's the thing, I didn't know people like Chris Rock like that, because I promise you, I do not. I have never enjoyed Chris Rock's comedy like that at all. I would have told you a week and a half ago that I did not enjoy Chris Rock's comedy like that, and I still don't.
So this guy,
it's not that good.
On one of my social medias, he shared a post that he had from 2013, and his comment was, somebody should slap Chris Rock in the face. And I forgot what he said. He reshared it, and we all were like, oh, snap.
Wow.
Very well.
Listen, I kept seeing memes of like, remember that meme, like Samuel L. Jackson got his first Grammy. After 150 movies, I said first, not Grammy, Academy Award. I was like, first? After, like, that man, 150 movies, and this is his first one? And the way he dapped up Will Smith, I was like, that man's probably dapping him up because Chris Rock probably deserved that. I mean, he probably does. Have you heard some of this man's jokes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody should have been slapped him.
He's a mean-spirited comedian. He is. He's a mean-spirited comedian, and I'm surprised that he hasn't got. And I feel like maybe he has gotten smacked in the face, like backstage, a few times during his career. Somebody has walked up on him, like, keep my name out your mouth. That's not the first time that's happened to him. I will, instead of making a joke, instead of coming back at him, he was like, I will keep my name out my mouth because I'm tired of getting smacked up. Like,
this
shut
is
up
what
sometimes.
I'm saying.
I do weird stuff sometimes. I was trying to see the difference between Chris Rock and his antics and Ricky Gervais. Because remember when he used to host the Oscars and the Emmys or whatever, Academy Awards type shows, he would come at the Hollywood people so hard, but it never was like that, where it was like personal. It was literally things they were doing.
He said the actual truth. He would say, you did X, and then it was funny because they actually did that
exactly. Mm-hmm. So then Ricky Gervais was talking on the Graham Norton show, which I love that show. It's so funny. He was like, honestly, he had to get lawyers to review his script, whatever he was going to say at the show. And even before he came on the stage, they would have to hear what he was going to say. So it's not like off the cuff. And he's like, he knew exactly where the line was and just met it. He never crossed the line, but he literally, like you said, he spoke the truth.
He's on camera along with Louis C.K. and Chris Rock using the hard ER too.
Yes, he is.
Gervais?
Yeah.
Damn. He is. I refuse to watch that clip. Everyone's been sharing it.
Man, you need to watch it because he toes the line. My thing with Ricky is like, so he's an atheist too. Like, listen, that man hates religion. Well, sorry. Yes, he hates theists. Like, he thinks religion is bad and he thinks it like corrupts people. And like, as a theist, I'm just like, all right, sir, I get it.
There is some truth to that. I mean,
did y'all ever watch this show on Netflix?
They would use Christianity against slaves.
I have seen it.
No, thank you.
Right. So there's disliking the people using the religion, and then there's disliking the religion, and those are two separate things. So like Catholics using like religion as like a hurting tool to make people do the things, I totally get that. Thinking like the religion itself is bad. Anyways, whole separate topic. We're not talking about that. Other things from the Grammys. Cardi B, I don't know what it is about fans. Fans are weird, right? You claim to like a person's music, right? Mm-hmm. Or a person's art. Why do you attack the person? So Cardi was not at the Grammys. And apparently her fans were upset at her for not being there.
I didn't even know she was supposed to be there.
She wasn't. She was nominated for a couple of things, but she doesn't have an album coming out, and she ain't got no major songs, so Cardi wasn't there.
She just had a baby, didn't she? Didn't she just have a baby a couple months ago?
She did. So her fans came for her online, and she was like, y'all is weird. And then they started coming for her kids. And so, you know how Cardi's Cardi. So she clapped back hardcore, and then she ended up having to, well, she deleted her Twitter account because you know how Cardi be talking, whatever. So Cardi is now no longer on Twitter. She still has her Instagram account, but she went off, all the way off, because they was calling her all sorts of things and she was not having any of that. I don't know why people are weird.
Those are not fans. Those are not fans.
So weird.
Yeah, people are hella weird. Other weird news from the Grammys. You know who won best reggae album this year?
A bunch of white people. I just saw that on Facebook, and I had to keep scrolling. I couldn't stay on that topic for too long because it was just like, this is the Academy, and what else do we expect from the Academy but some bullshit like this?
The name of the band is Soja, S-O-J-A. And that, yeah, there's some white men with some dreads. I don't know, with some dreads. I don't know if any of them are actually Jamaican or not. I don't know much about this band, but I am flabbergasted, actually. I'm flabbergasted.
I was done with the Grammys long before they gave Macklemore that award that he didn't deserve when he was nominated amongst all those people that are 10 times the rapper he ever will be. But after that, I was truly done with them. Like, because it's like, what do y'all want? Who's doing the voting? Who are y'all?
Here's a question I would like to know too.
I don't know. So, you know, Kanye West was disinvited from the Grammys. He actually ended up winning two of them.
Why allow him to win awards if you're not going to allow him to go to the show? Mm-hmm. What did they think he was gonna do?
I don't know. They were concerned because of his online behavior back in February, so they disinvited him from the award show. But he won two of the awards. He also just recently
they about to put a gate up around that stage. If Negroes keep walking up on that stage uninvited, they're gonna put security around there eventually.
Well, he actually just dropped out of Coachella. So he will not be performing at Coachella. So that's interesting. Billie Eilish won one, two Grammys, I believe, as well. I think she also won the Oscar for her song.
Is she good?
Yeah. Yes.
I like her a lot.
She is, actually. She has a beautiful voice and she writes all her own music. So, yes.
Okay. I've never listened to her.
I'll co-sign her. She's actually a really good artist. Like, if it was, I don't know, people stan that little girl, what's her name? T.S. You know, I don't like her. Taylor Swift. I don't understand why people like her. Like, Billie Eilish is way better. Way better. 100 times better. Better voice, better songs, just better. This is how I feel. Anyways, so that was the Grammy news. Disney news. Disney is open. Open. Maybe too open. When I say that these crowds are ridiculous, they are ridiculous. People are in line. People are crowded. Last week, a whole bunch of people got sick. Sick. Because, masks are gone. People touching everything, and I guess people are back to not washing their hands like they're supposed to. Whole bunch of people got
people stuff. Never were washing their hands like they're supposed to.
Well, whole bunch of people got the stomach flu because, you know, somebody probably didn't wash their hands properly and was touching stuff and whatever. Mm-hmm. On top of that, they have this new thing where when you go to the park and you decide to get tickets, you now have to tell them which park you're going to, and you have to reserve your park. If you do not go to your reservation, you can be blocked from going to that park in the future. So if you make a reservation for a particular park, you have to make sure you go. Now, the annual park holders are mad because they're like, I mean, I got an annual pass. Like, maybe I say I'm gonna go and then, you know, something else happened that day. I got an annual pass, whatever. So now these people are like just going for like two, you know, for kicks, just so that they don't lose their, so they're mad about that. There is rumblings that the CEO might get kicked off the board because people aren't liking what he's doing. That's been a rumble for the past 6 months. We don't know. It's just the word on the street as far as Disney gossip goes. But Disney is flourishing. And we are still waiting for the trailer for Love and Thunder. That's the new Thor movie. But we are on pins and needles for Doctor Strange. That's the next movie that's coming out. This past weekend, Morbius came out. That's the Sony-led movie, which is slightly related to our universe. I'm not hearing positive things about it yet. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know if you guys got to go see Morbius this weekend. I haven't seen it yet. But I keep hearing, I'm hearing mostly negative things. I haven't heard anything yet. I plan to see it this week sometime, but I haven't heard great things.
So we'll see. Haven't really heard anything about it. I've heard no buzz around it.
Which is still weird, but because it's a sci-fi movie. You would think you'd hear more. But there was a lot of other things going on this
week. That's true, too. A lot of stuff happened. Think pieces were flying all over the place.
Well, and there's also still a war in Ukraine. We're still
that too.
Still doing that. That's still a thing. I don't know what the end game is there, but I really hope it ends soon because people are still dying over there.
Yeah, it's been going for a while now.
I'm really glad it hasn't escalated more, but I'm also scared about what that means. The gas prices are not cool.
The gas prices have nothing to do with the war, though. The barrels are even down in money. I think it's the corporations that are raising the gas prices.
Well, they are slightly related because we do get some of our oil from over there. I mean, Biden has done us a solid in releasing some of our reserves, but we do get some of our oil from over there. You're right. The corporations could be a little better. They could lower the prices. They're just not.
Exactly.
So that's true.
It definitely doesn't have to be this high.
They don't.
$5 out here. I paid $4.88 yesterday to fill my tank up.
That's disgusting.
Jeez. Yes,
that's disgusting. That's disgusting. I don't.
Why? Because in Chicagoland, they get you all the time. That's why people leave this stupid state.
That's disgusting.
They just charge you for everything.
Y'all need to sue or something because that's crazy. That's
$6. They're paying $6 in Cali.
They need to sue too because that's crazy.
I don't think there's any gas regulations for pricing. Like, there's apparently not. They can just charge what they want and there's no one to run to stop it. Unless we all just boycott and never get gas again.
Buy you an electric car, girl.
But the electric car was messing with the power grids in California. In some parts, they were telling people not to plug in. So I'm like, what are we supposed to do now? Walk.
Yeah. That's weird, especially because isn't California pushing to be all electric by in like 20 or 30 years or something?
Up that grid, it's gonna be like Texas.
See, California don't even make sense. California ain't got no water because all the water gets this brought over to them from other states. They ain't got no electricity because their electricity grid is not strong enough for all the people they got over there. Plus, they gotta also plug in all those movie studios and all those tech companies. I don't know what they was, whatever.
They're about to fall off the country too. Like,
right, they're gonna be out in the ocean. They better figure out how to supply
California is in trouble.
I thought that was like Lex Luthor's plan though. Remember he was trying to get California separated from the United States to make his own island?
Yes, but how was he going to power it?
With the kryptonite, like he found some power with the kryptonite.
Okay, that's fine, but that's fine in the comics. In real life though, Chrissy, how is he gonna do it? Because there's no kryptonite in our universe.
Well, kryptonite is real, but
it's not a power. Right, it's not a power source. So I'm saying in our universe, how shall we power California? Unless we figure out how to use the ocean to power.
You could.
We could.
There's wind turbines in the ocean in other parts of the world.
Why isn't California all solar?
It should be. They got the sun.
As much sunlight as they get all year round.
It should.
They should be at least 80% solar.
Listen, that's a whole other show. We should have talked about that when we did the Will. That was the first thing I thought of when the slap happened, to bring it full circle. Is Will Smith was supposed to do another season of that, and I wonder if Disney is going to still do it. Or if there'll be enough space and time between that and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would like another season of that show because I enjoyed it.
They could put another season out tomorrow and I'd watch it.
same, because I really enjoyed it. He was excellent at that and we need more of that. All right. So we watched Cheaper by the Dozen, the new remake of the remake with Gabrielle Union and Zac Efron. Now, it's so funny because when we first talked about this, I thought it was Zac Efron who was in it. And not Zach Pratt. So I was like, oh, that's cute. And it had a whole different vibe of what it was. It's completely different with Zach Pratt, whatever his name is.
Breath.
Yeah, it's completely different with him in it. And so as we were deciding to watch it, I thought it would be good for us to watch the other version. And I actually watched the original one from the 50s. Which is set in the 1920s. And maybe that messed me up because I really, really liked the original one.
Different? Because I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, so it had traditional values. That family, like, because it was set in the 20s, right? So swimsuits down to the ankles for the girls. Just like, you know, very straight edge, conservative values. The mother was a stay-at-home mom, but she was also very intelligent. Like, she was also a doctor. The father is, you know, he's not a football coach, for one. And he's not a baker either. He is a doctor, but he goes out and he like does lectures and stuff, and he's trained all his kids to be really, really smart and educated, but he wants his girls to be focused on, like, not boys basically. And so he's like has them super sheltered, but they want to be their own people, obviously. All the kids have different personalities, just like in the other two movies, but it's a lot more, like I said, conservative values. And I really liked it, I guess, because I'm supposing I'm a lot more conservative than, I don't know, I just am a lot more conservative, I guess, because I grew up that way. So I related a lot more to like how those parents were parenting their kids. And in contrasting it with the other two movies, like those kids were really bad. Like, not bad, I shouldn't say. Those kids really did not listen to their parents and got away with a lot more than the way the kids in the original movies pushed the boundaries. Like, they pushed them, but like not at all in the same way. And I think it just spoke to like the changes in cultural appropriateness, I guess is what I could say. And so I really liked that original movie. But I did not like the Steve Martin movie because those kids just seemed so, I don't know. There's something about the 2000s where it was just super okay to rebel. And it reminded me of in Turning Red, how like that was also the like push in that movie where like the focus was really her being rebellious. And I feel like there's something about the aughts where there was something about kids just pushing back at their parents that was like the focus. And I don't like it. Like, I just don't like it as a trope. Also, didn't like in the Steve Martin movie, it was so messy. Like, there was just a lot of messiness, and it just made me super uncomfortable. And just the way they treated the little one who ran away. From the beginning of the movie, I knew that obviously there was going to be an issue with him. It just made me uncomfortable, the whole movie. But I did like the original, and I do think everyone should watch it. It's black and white too, and I like those older movies.
Oh man. I can do old movies, but I can't do black and white movies. That's too much for me.
Yeah. Those are my favorite. I love those. I love those.
The oldest I can do is like Mary Poppins, that era of Hollywood.
It's set in that era. It's just black and white. It's set right. Mary Poppins is in 1920, the same time frame.
But she's in color and she's got magic and stuff. And she's Mary Poppins.
She's also Mary. It's Julie Andrews. She really can't do no wrong. This is Julie.
She really can't. She really can't. She is beyond reproach.
She really is. If Julie came out at any, if anything bad comes out about Julie Andrews, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I would need like so many sources to believe that. There would have to be like 35 people that came out and said the exact same thing that had never known each other ever a day in their lives for me to believe anything negative about her.
Same. Julie is just, Julie. But yeah, no, I really liked it. But yeah, I mean, it's, so the scene, so I don't want to ruin the movie for you in case you do watch it, but it ends very sad.
It's okay. You can ruin it.
Please do, because I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
I will watch it, but I don't mind.
Okay. So they have 12 kids, right? And he told her when they got married that they were going to have 12 kids. He was like, we're going to have 12 children.
That's and a threat.
So she said, okay. So they have 12 kids. And then like they have like a set schedule and like when he blows a whistle and all the kids come down, he times them, he trained them to like bathe in a certain amount, in a certain way, so that like they're efficient. Like his whole thing is he's an efficiency doctor. Like his like philosophy is efficiency, so he trains companies on how to be more efficient so they could save money. So like that's how he like makes money, is going to companies and making them more efficient. So he's made his whole family efficient. They got 12 kids, so they have to. So anyways, so he's trying to get this like speaking engagement overseas. So he's been like talking to people to like get this engagement or whatever. And the whole time they move into this new house, and the kids at first don't like it, but they end up liking it. This is the same in all the movies, right? So they move into this new place and the girls are all wanting to like, you know, become more adult, right, and talk to boys and whatever, and he's like being like, you know, a dad and wanting to forestall them. But then in order for the girl to be able to go to the school dance, he has to go with them, and of course she's super embarrassed. But then he gets to the dance and he's like the king of the dance. All the girls love their dad because he's super cool, and like he's like the king of the dance, so all the girls end up dancing with him. Anyways, that night he finds out that he does actually get the speaking engagement. He goes off to the speaking engagement, But at the train station, he has a heart attack and dies.
Oh, damn. So
then the mom is like, I can go because I know everything that your dad knew because he taught me everything he knew. And so I also have a degree in the same thing he did because that's how they met. And so she's like, if the daughters will take on the responsibility of running the house, I will go and speak at your dad's thing so we can keep the money, so we can keep the house. And the daughters are like, sure, we will take up. And the boys were like, yeah, we'll also do the things dad used to do. And then the mother goes off to give the speech and the kids take over and do the house. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Aww. The family just comes together. And it was really cute. Mm-hmm.
That is not the same as the other movies.
It's not at all.
And that's not how it ends? It ends with the children just stepping up to take responsibility for their siblings so that their mom can go earn them some money for their lives?
Yep.
Wow.
Unlike the other two movies where the father is like, this is my dream to be a football coach and I'm going to try to do both and fail miserably, while the mother's like, I have suppressed my dream for my whole life so that I don't know why. I don't know why she had to suppress her.
Why?
I have no idea why she had to suppress her whole dreams to do what? Pop out some kids?
I wish everyone can see how animated you are right now.
Because it didn't make sense to me. He still got to teach football and be happy, right? And mm-hmm. What did she get to do? Be at home.
Have babies.
And have babies and run the house, which the house seemed run fine. Like they had, everybody was okay except for that one little one with the frogs who seemed to constantly get ignored.
That's why he's always into trouble. He's getting that attention. He needs that constant validation and attention, I thought.
How is she not noticing that they're calling him FedEx? Like, how is she not picking that up?
I agree. The parenting is not the best. I just like Steve Martin, and Steve Martin is fun to me. So I was happy to see a Steve Martin movie. But I've seen all the Steve Martin movies because I am one of those people. Once I like an actor, I watch everything they've been in. I didn't like how disrespectful the kids were.
So but I thought, disrespectful.
I thought the movie was lighthearted. It had the guy that played Clark from Smallville in it. So of course, like,
he was an asshole the whole movie.
Okay. But he was in the movie, and I
was. He was still Superman.
Exactly. I gotta make my Superman. He was an asshole.
Also, Ashton Kutcher is not a good actor. He's not a good actor.
We know this.
I didn't know it. I've never said
he was a good actor. Not even once in my whole life.
I didn't say you did. I'm just saying I have never seen him act in anything. This is my first time seeing Ashton Kutcher act, and it was horrible.
I've seen him in this horrible movie that one of my friends would make me watch like over and over. So frustrating. The Killers, him and Kristen, Katherine Heigl. No, it was really bad. It was really, really bad.
I've never seen him act before. And I was like, is this like.
He was in The Butterfly Effect. That was an okay movie. But it wasn't really mainly him. It was other people in the movie, you know what I mean?
Like, and the concept of that movie definitely saved his entire performance. Yes. Because
if
that movie didn't have an interesting concept, it just would have been an awful movie that nobody ever talked about again.
Exactly. Because Butterfly Effect Part 2. Ashton Kutcher, definitely a bad actor. Don't know. He was good at the prank show, but I don't like pranks like that. I like funny pranks that are lighthearted and like make you laugh, but not scare the crap out of you. I don't like.
And then they had Hilary Duff in there trying to have these like serious scenes, and I was like, "What is it?" Like when she would have these like heart to heart moments with Steve. Man, what is it? Did they write these?
Okay, so when I first saw the movie years and years ago, I didn't mind it because I think at that point, I think Lizzie McGuire was just coming off the air, and she had the Lizzie McGuire movie. So it was kind of like cool to see her in a movie. And of course, you know, Tom Welling. So those two and Steve Martin. But now that I rewatched it, I think it was because of the height of her career, they gave her more lines. Like she didn't need all those lines and all those words. Like she was the most annoying character. She just wouldn't shut up. She would talk and talk.
Why are you having these like heart to heart moments with your, like, none of the other kids had allergies. I was like, why are you having this heart with this like vapid teenager? Like, what? Like, you should have been having these heart to heart moments with your son, who clearly is having the hardest time with this. Like, he dropped out of, like, he got kicked off the football team. You are the football coach. Like, what is going on with you? I did not like this movie. You are a bad parent. And then have your wife wrote a book about parenting and your family is falling apart. Do you not understand? Like, it, like, there should be tabloids. Like, the tabloids should be all over this. She has a number one New York selling book and your family is losing kid. What? The movie doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, part two is even more no sense.
My opinion is that 12 kids is too many kids and there's just no way to make a movie about a family that has 12 kids where that family is completely functional and like doing things correctly, because 12 kids is too many damn kids. It's too many.
That's a team. I think it's two teams. It's a lot of people.
It is too many.
How do you feed all those people?
How do you clothe them? How do you keep the clothes clean? How, like, right? You'd have to be doing
laundry would be every day,
single day, like all day, every day. Not even like 1 hour a day. All day, every day, you'd just be doing laundry. And then how do you do anything else?
How did they survive them as babies? Like. That's a lot of crime. I'm surprised
they haven't lost more children. They only lost one kid. They're doing really well. Because 12 kids with me, 8 of them will be lost at any given time. Can't do it. Too many kids. Watching this movie gave me parental anxiety. Too many children. Too many.
Three. The next ones have built-in babysitters.
But then that's not right. Because, like, you had 12 children, not your children.
Exactly. That was the issue with the oldest daughter.
As an older child, I don't know. I guess I just feel like that's your due. I don't know. My sister is 6 years younger than me. I just thought that that's what happens. I mean, I know in other families, it's not always how it is, but, like, I always felt like that's just what happens.
It is definitely something that just happens.
It is something that happens, but I agree the kids it shouldn't happen because I'm an older sister. And I'm 10 and 12 years older than my brother and sister. And there's a lot that I didn't get to do after school because I had to go pick them up at daycare.
Mm-hmm.
All my other friends are like playing sports or going to the mall with their friends or doing stuff like that. Like, I missed
being a kid.
Yeah. So I don't think it's right. And then who are you to discipline? How are you going to keep things together? So it wasn't, I think when you have 12 kids, it's a little, I'm not gonna say it's different, but there should be some type of order, because the Duggars did it, right? Those people, the Duggars.
Yeah, and one of their kids turned into a child pornography person. So I'm concerned about
it didn't work out well for them either.
I'm concerned about all their kids. Mm. Yeah. All right. So I didn't like the Steve Martin one, and for the reasons that I've already prescribed. Also, I will say though, their neighbors, the holier than thou lady who didn't want her one child to like play with them because she thought that they were too ratty or whatever. I mean, I thought it was great that her son still wanted to play with them, and then the father was like, we're gonna go look for, like, I appreciated that he got his comeuppance at the end and, you know, still wanted to be a good neighbor. Yeah. That was cool at the end. I did like that. I did his friend thinking he was doing him a solid, getting him that job, and then being all like overbearing when like he's trying to take care of his family. Like, I don't understand why his friend didn't understand that, and like, why wouldn't he offer any help? And I don't think that's how that school would act. I feel like the school would offer childcare. Like, they're gonna pay for you to move, they're gonna give you this job, and they wouldn't offer babysitters. Like, that doesn't make any sense either. I mean, I know it's the plot of the movie, but like, they would also offer childcare. Like, any job would also provide childcare. So that doesn't make any sense. But I know this is the movie.
And then how many really needed daycare? It was just the youngest four, right?
Yeah.
Youngest.
It's the youngest four. The ones who caused the trouble. First of all, First of all, those four were really bad, though. Like, they were really bad. So the parenting is bad all around. Because why are your kids that bad? To put somebody's underwear in some meat? Like, that? Who? Like, what child thinks like that?
That's like a Dennis the Menace type thing.
Why would your child think like that, Christy?
They're curious.
No.
My child wouldn't do that. But, and I think about a child, they're probably curious and they probably seen it on the show.
No, who's, sorry, my child would not be watching anything that wouldn't, well, I guess I wouldn't let my child watch this movie then. Because I just can't imagine a child thinking, let's make this person, let's put this person's underwear in some raw meat to make them smell bad.
I think that's the beauty of having 12 kids. It's like 12 different personalities. You don't know how they're going to turn out. And I think that's just how those particular kids wanted to be. They wanted to be little racers.
No.
Some kids are mischievous.
They didn't like their big sister dating this man that was taking him away from them. So they had to teach him a lesson, put some his underwear in some meat and let the dog bite him or chase him, whatever, you know, they wanted it to happen. But I think they did not want his their sister to be taken away by him.
Well, I guess I don't know. All right. The Gabrielle Union one.
It was I like Zach Braff. I like Gabrielle Union. I thought the kids were so adorable. Like every single one of them, just wanted to give them big hugs and kisses. I think I would like that movie as a TV show. I think it would have been a nice miniseries to like maybe extend the story because I think the middle was very rushed with the, they had this restaurant and then they're building out the restaurant to be like a franchise. And all of that was very rushed and made the movie too clunky for me. In that move to Beverly Hills or wherever they moved, I forgot.
My issue with it was they had to put every trope possible in this damn movie. The ditzy ex-wife, the stepdad who loves you through money, the jealous of the ex-boyfriend who's cuter and richer. The kid who is emo, the kid who is artsy. I didn't dislike it, but it was like every trope, like,
yes,
every trope, like, okay, does everybody needs to be represented? I mean, was there, okay.
I guess. I'm going to answer your question. Yes. I like the nephew. I really, really like the nephew and I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I wanted to give him a big hug too. Oh, and the dad, the bio dad, the black dad. He's so good looking. And I was like,
I guess.
Melt my heart. And it's my friend's uncle. I'm like, you have to introduce us. It would be good.
All right, girl. All right.
I'd like to say hello at your next family gathering, please.
Ashley, what do you think?
This movie felt to me like one of those Disney Channel original movies that used to come out on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like to me. And it felt weird seeing like somebody as big as Gabrielle Union in a Disney Channel original movie. And I don't know, it just didn't grab me, you know? Like, as an adult, I don't want to watch a Disney Channel original movie. Not a new one. I don't know. I was bored. Yeah. It felt like the Steve Martin one all over again, except with the added complication of step parents. But then it wasn't like really done. Yeah, it wasn't really done in a good way to me. Like, why is her husband still jealous of her baby daddy? Like, after all this time, y'all got two sets of twins together and you still jealous of this man when he comes see his children? What's going on with that?
So cute, those little babies.
Why is your ex-wife in your house?
She the babysitter. And I'm not mad at that. if the ex-wife wants to come and watch four children that don't belong to her for free, she can come do it. Come on. Come on, do it. Because daycare is expensive. Childcare is high. So if she wants to, if she wants to be helpful like that.
But she's not helpful. Ooh. She's not helpful, though. Like, it would be fine if she was helpful. Them kids run ramshot over her.
That's true.
She's not helpful.
She's just required to be illegally.
The kids aren't dead, sure, but she's not helpful. She's not helpful. Right. She's just an adult in the house so that CPS doesn't come. But she's not helpful. She's ditzy and adult. I just don't like that trope. Sorry. I don't like tropes. I don't like it. She's just a ditzy white lady. She's just a ditzy white lady, and I don't like it. Like, it's just to balance her, like, why she and Zach aren't together anymore, because she was ditzy and she couldn't take care of kids. And then you keep her to take care of kids. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. You guys seen Scrubs?
Mm-hmm.
I loved Scrubs so much. And I think if this movie had Turk and JD, and it was that type of movie, and they combined their families, that would have been a phenomenal movie. Like, I would have watched that. I would have been ready. That would be like two widowers with six kids. I would watch that show.
Like if it was those two.
No, they would still have their wives and stuff. They could still have their, like, Carla would be there. Who did JD marry at the end? I forgot. Did he marry
the blonde?
He did marry the blonde. I thought he married the other one that had the baby with him, Kimberly. Kim.
No, he got a baby mama, but
that's right. Okay. So they could all still live. It would be cool if they all, like, combined and they lived in the same house, kind of like that big old house in the Steve Martin version. And they just, like, did their normal antics back and forth. And they were all still doctors. And
so you just want Scrubs with children.
I would love Scrubs with kids. Yes. I think that would have been a fantastic movie. Happily watch that.
I would have liked to have seen, like, two widowers or something that has six kids apiece, and they decided to pool resources and, you know, combine their households and all of that stuff.
And then, like, maybe, like, one of their sisters come to babysit while they were at work or something.
Yeah, something like that. A crazy auntie.
Yours, Mine, and Ours, that movie. Because that movie is, like, similar to that idea. Not that they're widowers. I forgot what happened to their other spouses, but they all brought their kids together in that movie, and they had about the same amount of kids. It's just like six each or seven and six each. It was weird.
When we first started talking about Cheaper by the Dozen, that's the movie poster that popped into my head. Mm-hmm. Yours, Mine, and Ours. So when Steve Martin popped up and not Dennis Quaid, I was like, what am I watching?
I like that movie. Same. That was a good movie.
Same. I was thinking of the Dennis Quaid movie. So same thing, Ashley. When I started watching the Steve Martin movie, I was like, oh, no.
I was like, where's the redheaded lady?
Yeah, that was, I think that was better put together, and I don't think that was a Disney movie. I think it's someone else made that movie.
I don't think it is either. But here we are. We have done this. I think I still suggest that you go back and watch the original. It is, it's unfortunately not on Disney Plus. So.
I know, I was looking for it when we were talking about it. I'll find it.
I made a post about it, and a lot of people did agree. They did say they liked the older version too. They liked the one that was made back then.
It's better than the traditional values and not kids who talk back. Anyways, that was all right.
This world.
All right. Well, that's just how Melanie feels. Melanie was also raised in a very traditional household. All right.
She definitely was not.
Well, I came from two immigrant parents. One was Nigerian and the other one was Jamaican. So, you know, make your own assumptions there. All right. So, you guys are aware, last week, Moon Knight started, and we have been anxiously anticipating this show. Well, I know I have. So when we come back from the break, we will talk about Moon Knight and our first impression of Mark Spector, or who we met in the show anyway, and we'll talk about Moon Knight when we come back from the break. See you guys on the other side. All right, so we watched Moon Knight, came out last week. I thought the episode was excellent and also very scary. I'm a little scared.
I don't do scary, by the way.
First of all, I told you beforehand that it was going to be scary, so I don't know why you weren't prepared. I definitely told you that we were jumping into some scariness as we moved further into phase four, so you were prepared. But don't watch this alone if you're scared of things. It's scary. This man has some issues. First of all, recap of the episode. We meet Mark. Sorry, I shouldn't say Mark. We meet Steven. Steven Grant, who is he works in a museum and seems to know a lot about Egypt and Egyptian gods. He seems very lonely, like just a lonely little man. But I can't imagine waking up every morning tied to my bed. Like, that just does not seem like a fun existence to me.
It doesn't. And I don't like it when things hop into the middle of stuff without telling me how they got to be that way. So, like, you don't just wake up one day and decide, I'm going to tie myself to my bed. You know, like, we jump into it and he's already been losing memories, can't remember what's happening. And so he feels the need to strap himself down. I want to know why. Where did he go? What did he touch one day that he wasn't supposed to touch? Because it's always that. It's always that they touch something they weren't supposed to.
So here's my thing. I don't think Steven's the original. I think, like, we're in the middle of it because Steven's the one of the made up thoughts. Like, when he had his, like, from the moment he, like, started his day, he didn't seem real to me because, like, I don't think he's talking to anybody when he's on the phone.
On that razor or on his smartphone?
On his smartphone. Like, when he was talking to his mother, I don't think he's talking to anybody.
He calls his mother a lot.
Because he talked to her 2 times in this episode, and she didn't pick up either time. And he's got all those postcards. I don't think those are coming from anybody.
Interesting.
I don't know, but I feel like this is a whole made-up personality that Mark, like the person who's supposedly in his head, I feel like Mark is the real person, but Steven has taken over Mark. And so, like, he's living out life as the, like, museum person and whatever, but, like, Mark is the real person. So, like, when Mark actually gets to take over and do all these adventures, going off stealing the scarab and, like, whatever, Mark gets control. Because, like, remember how angry the deity was when he was like, oh, the worm is back? Like, he was angry that Steven was there. I think they wait for him to fall asleep so they can, like, actually do what they need to do, but, like, he's not real. And that's why I started in the middle. What I want to know is, like, when, you know, when he blacked out and we didn't see him actually fight the people, thank God, because that looks super bloody. And I want to see what he did to those people. But I wonder if later we're going to see what happened in his blackouts.
Go back and see Mark's point of view.
Yes. I wonder if we're going to see Mark. Because, like, they've definitely, like, we didn't get to see his full transformation. We just saw him, like, in the Moon Knight, whatever. We saw the beginning of his transformation, but we didn't see the whole thing. Like, I wonder if, like, in another episode, we're going to see, like, maybe in this week's episode, we're going to see it from Mark's point of view. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it would be interesting if they did that.
It would be.
I mean, for me, like I said, I'm too scary. I did my best. I did have to fast forward a little bit because that's just how I am. The one thing I do like, or actually there's many things I do like about this show, I like how it delves into like Egyptian lore or Egyptology. Like, I like that part. I like that there's no stupid Marvel jokes in the movie. Like, every Marvel movie or show has like some weird jokes.
I think those are coming.
Damn it. I was so glad those don't exist.
What jokes though? Like, can you give me an example of a dumb Marvel
They
joke?
always be making fun. They always try to be funny. They just try to be funny. I don't like
Sorry,
it.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I know you're not talking like DC doesn't have some corny ass jokes in all of their shows.
DC might have one joke. The rest of the movies
Don't,
are very dark.
don't, don't.
Marvel could be dark as heck and be laughing about something. I'd be like, can we just get on with the movie? that's just how I feel. It is. And one thing I do love is music. I think the music for the show is pretty good.
I love that they were playing "Wake Me Up Before You Go Go." While this man was getting terrorized by some thugs, like,
That's what makes it more creepy, though. Like, you can't be playing them 80s bop and then that creepy stuff happens. Like, it gives me like the goosebumps, and I'm all like,
I love
ooh,
it, I love
who's
it, I
over
love
there?
it, I love it
Ugh.
so much.
I
It
get
was so
goosebumps right
good.
now. Ugh.
I love it so much. Any chance to hear Wham, really? I mean, everybody needs some George Michael in their life.
I love George Michael, yeah. I agree.
Gone too soon. But yeah, man, I loved it. I liked it. It was very scary, though. Not gonna
I
lie.
don't like that people were trying to compare Moon Knight to Batman. Like, they're totally not even close to the same.
So the reason they were is because Moon Knight in the comics was very a rich guy who was a vigilante, and that's all
Yeah.
Batman is.
But when you look at what we just saw, it's not even like not even close to the same type of character. It's
Oh,
weird.
100% agree, but that's how DC people are.
I see.
They were like, this is just a knockoff of Batman. It's not, because
It
Egyptian.
definitely isn't. I was just surprised to see reviews like that. Like, wait a second.
It's just
No.
Batman. It's not. I mean, he's
It's
psychotic.
definitely
It has.
not.
It's not. But yeah, that's when he first came. When it first came out, people were like, "Oh my God, it's just Batman." It's not. Like, yeah, he had his parents die, and it's a whole. I mean, there's a lot of similarities because he's a vigilante, but
All
it's
right.
not the same thing.
Not even close.
I mean, but.
So I liked it. I liked the show.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I don't know how to say it, but there's just something.
Something missing? Something
Yeah,
off? Something off?
I felt like this episode moved very slowly. I didn't think that it was scary. I honestly thought that that thing with the beak was the Moon Knight, whatever the hell, and it was coming trying to finally possess him or something like that. I don't know. So I was like, so when is it gonna catch him? And then at the end of it, when they was fighting, I was like, oh damn, it wasn't supposed to catch him. Okay. Does he have healing abilities? Because I feel like when he woke up on the ground, his
When
jaw
his
was
jaw
like
is broken.
messed up. And then when he woke up with the people that he had just knocked out, it looked like his fingers was bent out of shape and everything, and then they weren't. And then, of course, we saw him fix his own
So
jaw.
here's what I surmise, or the history that I know of the character. He died. Mark Spector died. So you know in the beginning when he was talking to the little girl in the museum? When she was trying to put her gum in the pyramid, and he stopped her. And she was like, "What did it feel like when you got rejected from the field of souls?" And he was like, "I'm not dead." But he said it like he was questioning, like, "I'm not dead." So Mark Spector died, and he died in front of the tomb of the bird-like creature, right? And in exchange for not for like restoring his soul, he is now the avatar for the Moon Knight. For he became Moon Knight. But because the Khonshu lives in his head, it gave him dissociative identity disorder. And he created Stephen Grant as an alternative identity. So his body, he can't, like, his body's dead. So when he gets hurt, it doesn't really affect him. This is my theory. That's why when his jaw broke, it didn't matter. He could just put it back because he's like I don't want to use the word zombie, but I guess that's the most accurate.
He's some type of undead. That's like
the purpose for the white outfit, right?
Yeah, it's like an armor, I guess, yeah.
But like with the, when they go over the Egyptian lore history, like they would, if you died, they would mummify you, but with white wrappings.
Yes.
So like maybe that's adds to him being dead, and that's his.
It does give off mummy vibes. Now, this high priest person with his pendulum and stuff like that.
Yes, the author Harrow, the guy who put the glass in his shoe for his daily penance. Yes.
Oh, is that what he was doing? Because I was wondering.
Yes, that's his daily penance. So that's his penance to Anut, the like alligator god who eats the souls.
Also, that old lady.
She dead.
Right, she's dead. But it's like, he said it might be for something that didn't happen yet. So she didn't do it. So like, why she gotta die? She didn't do the thing.
It's like He Who Remains. Right, he knows what you're gonna do. Like he knew that Sylvie was gonna stab him. So
I feel like what's that movie with Tom Cruise? Minority Report proved why you can't just be out here convicting people for crimes that they have yet to commit.
I mean, it don't work like that. I agree.
Yeah,
let me
do the bad thing before you punish me for it. Well,
do you believe in free will, sorry, what's that? That's the conundrum, right? Everybody, like, that's a conundrum that some people have. If there's free will, but God knows everything, then do you really have free will? That's what some people are like, yes, you do. Yes. Like you have to, like, if some people get lost in this, like, whatever. Because if he knows everything, did you really choose it? Yes. No,
just because he knows doesn't mean that he made you do it. So you still have the free will, the choice to do.
Exactly.
But if somebody already knows, if I have two pieces of candy, one that I know my kid likes and one that I know that he doesn't, and I offer him a choice of those candies, knowing which one he's going to pick, I didn't offer him a choice.
Yes, you did. He can still choose. You can still choose. He still has a choice to not pick the one you know he likes.
And also,
it's but I not, know that he's like, not going
people
to
people are given something.
And even on a bigger, but that's the simplest way that I could put it. Because on a grander scale, if you're talking about the course of my entire life, if you know exactly what I'm going to do from the time that I'm conceived until the time that I die, I didn't have a choice. There was no free will.
There was a choice
because he's not. It's not stopping you from doing anything.
He already knows what I'm going to do.
Yes, because he's omnipotent. But
so then, what is the choice there? If my life is already mapped out in the supreme being's mind,
they didn't
what
map choice? It out.
No.
I don't know.
Right.
But if the supreme being knows, did I have a choice?
Exactly. He didn't map it out. He just knows. And it's not like he's putting these challenges from you. It's not like you're Job from the Bible where you got all these like challenges and get leprosy and shit. Like it's you just living your life. You do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
And you still have free will because you can still do things that harm you. He's not gonna stop that. A lot of people get cancer and die. We get sick. We can get hit by a car and die. We can get shot. If we didn't have free will, like he would step in and make those choices and stop it.
But those things that you just named don't have anything to do with our will. That's just something that can happen.
It could be life choices that brought us to that, for example.
So this conversation is the point that I was trying to make, is that Whether or not we have free will or not, or if our decisions are made predetermined, is the question that is brought up because of the choice with the choice with the scales, right? So to the point that Ashley was making, the woman didn't do the thing yet. So if Anuit, the one who eats the souls, says that she was gonna do the thing, but she hasn't yet, if she was gonna do it anyway, does she have the right to eat her or not? Because if she's gonna do it, then she does. If she has the choice to do it, then she doesn't. So I guess it comes down to whether or not free will is a thing or not, is the point I was trying to make. I think that Arthur Harrow is a hack. And I think he killed the old lady because he can't recruit her to do whatever evil he's trying to do. And he didn't kill the young man because he can recruit him.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I don't think that the people he's saying are the good people are necessarily good people. They're just people that are gonna follow him for whatever his nefarious purpose is.
And I think the reason he couldn't read Steven is because Steven has the disorder and technically has two people in him, but also he has Khonshu spirit in him. And so he can't weigh the spirit. So he said that he has chaos in him. It's because he has like three different spirits in him right now. So there's no way to weigh his soul.
Yeah, I was thinking it was either gonna, the scales, the tattoo was either gonna go crazy or turn a weird color when he read him.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, the most terrifying thing, besides the jump scares, which I just hate jump scares, was that jackal just popping up, like with the yellow eyes, like around him when he was walking through the museum, and then just like chasing him. Like, no, thank you. Like now I'm like, I don't ever want to be in museums late at night. Hey, here's the thing though, ladies. Did you know that this movie now makes Night at the Museum part of the MCU?
What?
I'm just joking. But seriously, though, you know Khonshu is who the tablet is, the tablet that they made all of the statues come alive. That's the same. This is the same deity.
I think because it's Egyptian lore, that's why. Like, that's just
No, I'm telling you. It's the same. This is the same. The spirit that made all of the statues come alive is the same spirit that inhabits Moon Knight.
But there's other. Well, so it's the same name? Because there's other movies that have Egyptian with the tablet and all of that. I just never paid attention to the name. I'm telling you,
it's the same. I'm literally telling you, it's the same Khonshu. It's the same guy.
So then he must be a chaos spirit. And then in the Natural History Museum in New York, he decided he wanted good chaos. He was like, let's have some fun. And then with Moon Knight, he's like, let's go wreck some stuff.
Because it's the same scarab too. Like, it's the same. I just think it's hilarious that we can now add the Night at the Museum with Ben Stiller into the MCU.
My God.
That's funny.
Hilarious. So good. But yeah, the tablet and the scarab, all of it, if you go back and watch those movies, which we might do, because they are now on Disney Plus.
Night at the Museum?
Mm-hmm.
I would gladly watch that. I have watched all three. I love it.
I watched the first two.
What's the third one about again?
Girl, I don't know. Oh, they moved to another museum. I don't remember. But we could do that. Well, and you know, if we do that, then we have to do National Treasure.
I don't mind that. I haven't seen all of them. I've only seen the first one.
They need to do another one of those.
Disliking the second one.
Because I like Nicolas Cage.
What were they hunting for in the second one?
The fort, the gold from the Fort Knox.
Maybe I just don't remember the second one. So, but I definitely did like the first one.
Yes. Yeah, poor Riley. Bad for that boy. All right. They so what do we wrong. Think about what they really did? They really did. He said, we just wanted the money. He got 1.1% of the, he could have been a billionaire. All right. So what do we give episode one of Moon Knight? There's only 5 episodes left.
That's so little.
What's up with that?
Listen, I'm rewatching Daredevil. And let me tell you, I prefer these short episode things because I'm on episode 6. Of Daredevils, and these are too long. I'm ready for the season to be over because they be dragging out these stories, man. And I like these short episode things. I promise you, it's better.
I don't like it. I like my stories to be fleshed out. Give me all the details. Make it a book.
You just said the episode was too dragged on.
You just said that, and it was missing something. It was slow and it was missing something. It wasn't slow and then it was like giving me everything I needed to build the world. It was slow and it was missing something.
Okay. Well, it'll probably give you all you need this Wednesday. So what do you rate it if you were going to rate it out of 5 moons?
I give it 3.
3 moons, Christy?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 3 as well. I'd give it more if it didn't scare me.
All right, I give it 4.5 moons. It's a what's that? What's that? I don't know. I wish I could draw a picture of the moon. What a phase of the moon that was. But you guys gave it a half moon, and I give it the next phase after a half moon. All right. So, question of the day: do you guys have a favorite Egyptian god? You can just pick one that comes to mind.
Isis
is a good one. Why do you like Isis?
I like Isis because she's the goddess of motherhood and magic.
Oh, all right. Christy, I will give you a rundown of some of the gods.
No, I'll pick the one from Smallville. So,
which one is that?
They did an episode on this. It was really cool. But it's Osiris. And I think it's the god of, you can come back from the dead. But I think he's from the underworld, so it is a little spooky, but.
You know. I was going to say, Miss, I don't like.
Ideally, I would not pick one, but for the sake of the question, I will pick one. That's the one I will pick.
I understand. I am partial to Ra because I like the sun god. A little pompous, I will say. Does think a little much of himself, but I also kind of like how he rules things. So that's my pick. All right, cool. We will be watching episode 2 next week. Did you guys want to watch Night at the Museum? Yeah, let's do that.
Guess one?
I think we should watch. Well, let me see. Yeah, let's watch as many as you can get to because it's, you know, April.
It's basically the same concept over and over again. The tablet goes to a museum, somebody wants to steal it, they try to stop them.
There we go.
There's some nuance, but yeah. No. At least watch the first one, but as many as you can get through, really. But yeah, we're gonna watch Night at the Museum, and yeah, we'll watch episode 2 of. But yeah, it's fun catching up. See what else April has to bring. I don't know what other nonsense will happen this month, but so far, I don't know.
Recreational marijuana is legal in the state of New Mexico now, as of April 1st.
Hey!
Awesome.
Well, let me tell you what they did in Chicago. They taxed the heck out of it.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
Like, but over 100% tax.
That's good for the economy.
It doesn't go to the economy. It goes to something else.
What does it go to?
Well, it goes to the people. The one part is good. It goes to the people that were incarcerated for small drug crimes that involve marijuana to start and other things. It goes to help pay for their lawyer fees to get out, which I think is weird. They should just let them out. Like, why?
The lawyers need to get paid. The lawyers need to get paid.
The lawyers need a lawyer
if they're already saying that it's going to be overturned. You don't need a lawyer.
Yes, they do. Court fees are not free.
Here's what I'm saying. Most of the fees are going to that. Then some go to the police unions in the area. And then it's not like real estate taxes where it goes to your school district and things like that. Like, it's just different.
I think that might be a state-by-state thing because New Mexico is planning on putting the money from marijuana into education to supplement the educational budget because New Mexico is like 48th right now. So they're like, yeah, we're gonna put the money there.
Yeah, a lot of other places put it back into the municipal budget, which then can go schools, roads, police, whatever. And it sounds like the way that you're breaking it down, Christy, it still sounds like it's going into municipal budget, but it sounds like they told you exactly which part of the municipal budget it's going into.
Yeah.
I'm not buying my marijuana from the state anyway. No legal dispensaries for me. The taxes are already too high.
Okay. Let me close out the episode. All right, ladies. I will see you guys next week. And bye.
Bye.
Bye.